Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify and then on YouTube and Rumble. Just type in Mark Parham and I should pop up. So I'm on Twitter because I like to check Twitter. Now it's X, but I like to check X and, you know, just see the latest headlines and see what's going on in politics and, you know, see what the Democrats and Republicans are talking about. And I'm scrolling. I'm checking, you know, some of my bookmarks and stuff like that online, and I'm scrolling, you know, you scroll down, and I'm looking through all the news stories, and I see something on Charles Barkley. I think it's Charles Barkley and Gayle King, how they have their show on CNN, and the show is, doesn't really get, a lot of people don't watch the show. I mean, the ratings, last time I saw the ratings weren't doing too well, but Charles Barkley is saying something about what he would do if he saw somebody wearing a Trump t-shirt or Trump. And the thing about it is, who knows, maybe he's joking or maybe he's trying to say something edgy. But I mean, he literally talked about from, you know, I'm listening to it, but he's talking about assaulting somebody who's wearing a Trump shirt. Like, doesn't that sound crazy? Like, could you imagine if Republicans went on TV and said, oh, well, you know, we should assault somebody wearing a shirt supporting Joe Biden. Like, it just goes to show you sometimes the double standard in the media. And it just goes to show you that, you know, people like Gayle King and Charles Barkley, I mean, you look at them, I mean, even though they try to act like, you know, they're for the regular working man and working woman and all this other stuff, and you know, they put up this fake facade, but, you know, at the end of the day, they get people like Charles Barkley and Gayle King sort of as like the spokespeople. I mean, sort of like the, you know, they get them to, you know, talk about black issues, to sort of be the voice for black issues on these television networks. And why they keep on doing that, I have no reason why they keep on doing that. But, you know, they love to get a black face to go after the Republicans all the time, go after Trump. And if you notice what's going on television, every time Trump goes to court or every time, you know, something happens with the Republican Party, all of a sudden they bring out a black face to say, oh, well, Donald Trump is a racist and he's this and he's that. And that's basically what they use a Gayle King and Charles Barkley for. And it's sad because, you know, let voters decide, you know, how they want to vote. If a black person wants to vote for a Republican, then that's okay. Like, Republicans and Democrats, we live in a country where, in America, where we have choice, where we can decide, you know, what we want to do and who we want to support. And, you know, they keep on getting a lot of these black men and women on TV, especially some of the women, you know, telling black men and telling black people, well, you have to vote like this and Donald Trump's a racist. It's almost like they always want to shame black people into supporting Democrats. And I think a lot of Democrats are waking up to this. And online, I'm glad that more people are speaking out and they're seeing this trend. Like, they always love to get black people on there to shame black men, black women to stay on the Democrat plantation. And it's crazy. I mean, if you look at what's going on right now with the border, with crime, I don't see why anybody would want to support a Democrat. Like, what have the Democrats done in these last 4 years to help the black community? If anything, you know, stuff has gotten worse with the economy, with crime, with all of these illegal aliens coming to places like Chicago and New York City and taking up resources. And so, again, you know, they have to stop. Well, I wouldn't even say, you know, anything about stopping it, because it's an agenda they're trying to push. They're trying to push this propaganda that, you know, Trump's this huge racist and he doesn't like black people when, you know, if you think about it, before Trump was president, you know, black people were giving Trump hugs and putting him in rap songs and all these things. And now all of a sudden he's like, they're treating him like he's, or they're talking about him like he's Adolf Hitler. And before Trump ran for president, if Donald Trump said, you know what, Barkley, why don't you come down to Mar-a-Lago and let's hang out? A person like Charles Barkley would be right there. Gayle King would be right there. And I think, I don't know if I'm correct, but I think Gayle King, I think she's been to Mar-a-Lago in the past. And so I'm not sure about that. You have to Google search. But a lot of these black celebrities used to hang out with Trump and, oh, Trump's the cool guy, and they put him in rap songs, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, Trump is racist. And so I just hope more black people wake up and realize that this is the game they play every 4 years, every election cycle, where they always say Republicans are so racist and they're so horrible. And if you think about it, the people that are horrible are actually the folks that are letting black communities go down in the toilet. I mean, again, under Trump, you had blacks that were starting to get jobs. You had factories that were coming to America. You had a better economy. What are you getting right now? You're getting a lot of empty and broken promises. And again, using the whole Trump is racist and the Republicans are going to send black people, set black people back for 200 years, it's not working anymore because people are looking around and saying, okay, well, okay, let's say that is the case. What opportunities are you bringing into the community? What jobs are you bringing? Why are illegal aliens, coming into the community and committing crimes? A lot of people are looking around and saying, wait a minute, I'm being told a bunch of lies. And so again, don't believe people like Charles Barkley and Gayle King and even Roland Martin, how they always have Roland Martin is like, the Negro whisperer that knows about the black community and tells black people how they should vote and all this other stuff. It's like the shaming tactics are getting tired. Black men and women are waking up, especially black men. And, we just don't want to vote for the Democrats just because somebody who's famous and rich, who's black, tells us to vote for the Democrats. So, again, that's just my opinion. Please subscribe to me on YouTube. Also, follow me on Rumble, type in Mark Parham. And then also, you can follow me on Spotify. Just type in Mark Parham Podcast, and I'm there. Thank you.